All right.
Hello, Arturo.
Yes.
It's Charlie. How's it going? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Charlie.
All right, you ready to get everything set up for you?
Yeah, I'm in a truck, though. Do I need to be in front of the computer?
You don't. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to secure the listing here, and then I'm going to send everything over to my tech team. I'm going to email and text over all your invoices, receipts, voice verification that we went through the other day, which was yesterday. And then I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. So if that's better tomorrow to book that, that's fine. That'll be the time to kind of sit down in front of a computer at that point.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow would be great. So, yeah, we can do it that way.
Okay, cool. And then the business name, I just want to be very clear, is not the American Chimney Cleaning Company anymore, correct?
No, correct.
Okay, and it's ProQual Services.
Right.
And is ProQual, is it just one word or is it two words for you?
It's one word. The way I like to spell it is capital P,
okay.
O-R, and then capital Q, U-A-L. Is that how you spell ProQual?
ProQual Services, yeah. And then services.
Yeah,
and then LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can leave out the LLC, but that's what it is. I mean, I don't know if you want that in the title or not.
It's up to you. So I know some of my customers, they're very proud of their LLC, so they like to showcase that on the display for the Google Business Profile. But it's really a preference up to the business owner. So if you want it, we can put it. If you don't want it, we can have it not on there.
I think on ProQual first, I think it looks better that way. I think somebody will tell me if you put LLC, people are after people to sue for. You know what I mean, or something like that.
Okay, I'll take that.
LLC. They know you have insurance, so they're damn sure gonna call you.
Yeah. All right. And then I got the ProQual services, and then the address is still, I just want to clarify, is the 2104 Poplar Street, Van Buren, Arkansas 72956.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, all right. So we had everything set up here. We were just going to change the card itself, or did you want to keep the same card that you had on file yesterday?
No, you know what? This is the same card. I just went and deposited some more money in that account, so that should be fine. You can just do it off the card.
Okay, so it's the same card?
Yeah,
just go
ahead and do it off that one.
Ending in the 8062, correct?
Yes. My other bank is way too far across another town, so.
Gotcha.
Let's get off that one. It's closer to my house.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do the payment right now. It was for the $398, and then once it does go through, it's going to send you the confirmations to your email and then text message. So yeah, it looks like it went through because it's spinning now. Last time it just bumped me out.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like $2 short of crap.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I got a bank account and I got my personal account and what else. They're both pretty much drained. That's why I'm having your help, man. You better get me up there.
Yeah, so first thing is first, right? I want to make sure that we get that Google verification done for you because that's important. That's where people are going to be able to see you. So everything did go through on my end. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over a couple text messages that you'll get. They're welcome text messages. Just let me know when you receive them. It should ping or buzz on your phone.
Okay.
And then I'm going to set up a onboarding call with you. What time is good for my tech team to give you a call tomorrow?
Same time.
Okay, same time. Awesome. That's perfect. All right, I'm going to send this over to you in an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar, verifying that the time and then the date for tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Okay, all right. And then when you receive the text message, it should say, Arturo, thank you for choosing Local/. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there'll be a link there that'll say, please click, and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms. Let me know. Okay, click that link. That's going to just take you to the terms and agreements page that I read off to you yesterday. So there's two boxes on the bottom, one to receive text messages. In case you're not available, we'll just send you a quick update text. The other one is that you are the authorized user for the billing account. And then you're just going to type your name on the bottom, Arturo Salazar, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with the username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, so I just need to put my name in there?
Just your first and last name, yep.
Okay. Okay, and all right, and then the date stays the same, so confirm signature?
Yes.
Got it. Signature does not match.
Arturo, did I spell Arturo right? Is it
A-R-U-R-O.
Okay, and then Salazar is S-A-L-A-Z-A-R?
Correct.
Okay. Is that how you typed it in there?
Yep. And it says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly.
All right, let me see something here really quickly.
Hold on. Wait. Yep, that's what it says.
Okay, and you click both checkboxes, I'm assuming, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. Okay. Oh, because I put the C in there. I'm sorry. So you had to put Arturo C for your middle name, and then you had to put Salazar. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked at it right now on the actual deal.
Alright. Okay, I took it. Okay, it says username, password.
Perfect. So this is going to be that tracking system that I told you about yesterday that you're going to be able to log into. That username and password my tech team is going to make, and then they're going to give you that tomorrow on your onboarding call and walk you through that whole process as well to show you everything in your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I sent over the email for the Google Calendar. Also, to your invoice is in your inbox. Do you have any questions for me?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. I do want to formally welcome you, Arturo. We are like a family here to Local Splash. So if you have any questions, remember that 877 number. Go ahead. Yeah. Feel free to call that if you want to add or take off services. But that's the number my tech team is going to give you a call tomorrow at this same time here, okay?
Okay. Okay, that's perfect.
All right. Well, you have a good day. I'm going to get started working on your account. That way my tech team will be ready to rock and roll with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, all right, Arturo. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.